Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 438 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to catch up about our weekends while our husbands were out of town. We're going to talk about college baseball, of course, the Aggies, the Bulldogs, and my time in Tuscaloosa as State played Alabama this past weekend. And we're going to recap all the excitement. Alex's roommate had gum surgery last week. We had quite a time at our house as a result. So stay tuned for that. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is this year's Spring Fling episode, where Melanie and I talk through some of the things that we are really looking forward to this spring, from music to books to television to some things we'd like to do. So much fun having that discussion. We have an episode coming up this next week with our friend Annie Jones and her new book called Ordinary Time. So be on the lookout for that one. And as always, we would love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody. Hope you enjoy episode 438. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
It's a Friday afternoon. It's Master Sunday.
Yes, it is. It's not a Friday afternoon.
No, it's not. It's a Sunday afternoon. It's Master Sunday. God.
I just appreciated. I was like, is that a saying? It's a Friday afternoon.
The ease with which I said it's Friday afternoon. How did I even get that? It is clearly Sunday.
It is clearly Sunday. We did record Patreon on Friday afternoon.
We did.
So maybe you had that in your head.
Maybe. That's a generous assessment.
Well, I'm gonna listen. It is
for sure Master Sunday. It's Palm Sunday.
It is.
It's a glorious spring day in Birmingham.
Same here. It is here too. Mabel and I have already gone on a long walk today.
It was so pretty. We'll talk about more about this, but I went to see State play baseball. They were playing in Tuscaloosa, and it was one of those days. It was 68 degrees. Our seats were in the shade. I had on a sweatshirt and sweatpants. I was neither hot nor cold. You know what I mean?
What a time. Yeah.
It was so beautiful. It was so refreshing to sit in the outdoors and to not have any response at all to the weather, you know, other than this is gorgeous.
Yes. I mean, that's how this whole week has been in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. Like, it has been like the mornings are so cool. And when I say mornings, let's be clear, by the time I go outside, it like noon, it's still kind of cool, but there's sunshine. It hasn't been humid. Like, it's been a delight. And I've enjoyed it so much. I've sat on the back porch so much because I'm like, pretty soon it's going to try to kill us. But right now, it's delightful.
Yeah, right now it's great. So, what's going on with you? What's happening in San Antonio?
Well, listen, Perry got home. He landed this morning. So, Perry was gone, like I mentioned. So, he was in Argentina. Listen, had the time of his life. Like, Perry Schenkel is now, like, I think if we got a second home, he would like for it to be in Argentina. Like,
I love this. He's fallen in love with this development.
Mm-hmm. Listen, he's fallen in love with the country. He's fallen in love with the people. He had the best time. He shot a red stag with his bow on, I think, Monday or Tuesday of last week.
Unreal.
The whole thing. Listen, today he got home. I got the pictures of here's where he was. Here's where the stag was. Here's how they tracked it. He gutted the whole thing himself and backpacked it out. And it was the most Perry Schenkel experience ever.
Yes.
They rode horses. They fly fished. He had a phenomenal time. And I'm so happy for him. But I'm going to tell you that he landed today. He got home at 8:15 this morning back to San Antonio. And so I woke up to pick him up at the airport. And it is currently 2:50 here right now. I feel like I've been up for a million years. I'm like, this is why I can't get up early. Because I'm like, the day lasts so long. Like, I'm just.
This is why we love early church. Because, you have such a long Sunday.
if you go to church at 7:45, I didn't go till 9 today because Alex wanted to meet me. Because there was a donkey. I'll tell you more about that later.
Okay.
But to me, today has felt shorter because by the time I got home and I cooked breakfast for everybody, it was, you know, it was getting closer to like 11. And so, or it was like 11:30. So,
no, I'm going to tell you. So Piper woke me up. So since Perry's been gone, I've woken up every morning. Piper wakes up at 7:15 and she wants out of the bedroom. So what I have done is I let her out of the bedroom and then I go back to bed. And then, but today, this morning, I was like, well, I might as well go ahead and get up because I knew Perry was going to be getting home. And I was like, that way I can have a cup of coffee before I go meet him at the airport, whatever. And so I did that. But when you texted me and said, how about we record at 2:30? I was like, dear Lord, is it not even, what time is it? It's like, it feels like it's 6 o'clock at night. Like, I just was,
Lord, when will the sun set?
Lord, this day, I have taken a walk. I've had 3 cups of coffee. Perry and I have recapped his entire trip. I've seen all the pictures. I've done laundry. And I'm like, and it's still not even 3 o'clock.
These are the things I love about waking up early. Listen, I love a long day.
Well.
But also, you were getting that time at night. Like, that's your, you know, that's when you're getting your quality time in, is late at night. I have been in bed since 9.
Yes. So, you know. Yes. Yeah. No, and I stayed with Perry being gone. It's funny because like with him not here, which we never go to bed at the same time anyway. He's always in bed by 10 at the latest. But I mean, I stayed up till like 1 o'clock in the morning. I think every single night he was gone.
You and my sister are twins.
Yes.
Last night she was over here and she was saying, hey, what are some good shows you've watched lately? Mm-hmm. And so I was running through them. I mean, because I'd seen a lot that she has not seen.
Yeah.
And so I was giving her a list and I was like, well, but this one, I don't know if Barry would like it because Barry doesn't like it when shows have a lot of bad language. So, of course, that meant that 3/4 of what I recommended, I had to qualify.
Yes.
And so she was like, no, whatever it is, I'm just going to watch it tonight. Now, it was 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
But she was going to go home and she planned to start and finish a series. So. Yeah. That's nothing for her. Yeah.
No, I get it. I watched so much TV and stayed up so late. And last night, I think I started that. I texted you because I really liked the movie, but it was the Netflix movie called The Life List.
Yes.
Which people had told me to watch. And I watched it last night, but I don't think I started it till like 9:30. And then after it was over, I was like, well, what else can I watch?
Right.
So I come alive. I come alive after 5 o'clock, but I don't need my day to last this long.
Well, you still have some time. It's not even 3 yet.
I know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I cleaned the house yesterday.
Read maybe?
Maybe after this, I may go sit out on the back porch and read for a little bit or something. I don't know. But anyway, so I have to talk about Aggie baseball for just a minute.
Aggie baseball is on the upswing, if you'll pardon the pun.
Listen, don't let them get hot. I don't know what's going on. I felt like we had kind of given up on the season. I mean, maybe the players hadn't. I felt like I had been like, you know, it is what it is. This is just not our time. But, you know, we took the series from Tennessee last weekend.
Yes.
We played South Carolina at Olsen Field, which I will say, Olsen Magic, I always believe anything can happen at Olsen Field. But I'm going to tell you that what happened yesterday in the last game of the series, we won the first two. We were down 12-2. Gully was there and she was texting me saying, well, either we run rule somebody or we get run ruled. I mean, like it was, and she said like when we scored another run in the sixth inning, she goes, I really was just annoyed because I was like, well, now we're going to have to sit here because we're not even getting run ruled. And you feel like it's over. And then what happened was we get to the ninth inning and the bases get loaded and our boy Hayden Schott gets up and
Come
hits
on,
a
Hayden Schott.
Mm-hmm. grand slam, which he said in the interview, which this is why you love him, because he was like, I was just hoping I wasn't going to strike out. You know what I mean? Like I just wanted to kind of get some runners around. And so he hits a grand slam. That puts us up, or no, that then we're behind 12-11. We load the bases again. There's 2 outs. Caden Kent comes up, hits another walk-off grand slam to win the game.
Yeah.
Insane. insane, insane. So I said, Peter Burns said, it's the third time in 30 years that a D1 baseball team hit two grand slams in the ninth inning, and it's the largest comeback in Olsen Field history.
That's incredible.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
So listen, I'm excited for the team. I really hope, I think baseball, I said this last week, it's such a mental game. And I think if you can start winning, I think it fuels more winning. And so listen, we've got some tough series ahead. I think some of our hardest baseball is still in front of us. But I'm just so happy that they've had these moments. I was so happy for Hayden Schott. Just what a day. What a time.
Well, you love to see the fight,
Yes,
you
the love resilience. To see the fight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Like they didn't quit. They didn't quit. And, it would have been easy to be like, we took the series. It's good enough. But like the fact that they fought and came back, I respect it. I'm excited about it. It made me feel good.
Well, my sister and I went to, David and my brother-in-law were in Huntsville this weekend. They went to go see the Trash Pandas play, which is their minor league team.
Yes.
And so my sister and I went to, I was just looking, just kind of like, I don't know, I was just kind of curious because State was playing in Tuscaloosa this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I wonder if I could get some tickets for Saturday afternoon. And I at that field, I do know exactly where I want to sit, which is under the cover. And because I have had some sunburns at Joe Sewell Field because of the third base side. No, it's the first base side. It's really like in the daytime. It's intense. So I looked and there were two seats real close to where we sat last year when we went for the A&M game.
Yeah.
There were two seats in that section under the cover. They were $13 a piece.
Crazy.
So I snapped them up and we went over and watched the Bulldogs. Now they lost. They had won the night before. They lost yesterday 4-1, but it was so pretty. It's not, I cared. I wanted to win the game, but I didn't feel like I had wasted my time because it was so beautiful outside.
Yeah.
So, and I had a Rita's watermelon ice, which is the great treat of going to a baseball game in Alabama that they sell those.
Listen, it's so good, but the Alabama fans, I don't understand what's going on with them in baseball. Like, why are you not packing out your stadium? Your team is good.
Alex said, he was like, they're number 12 in the country. Why isn't every seat in that stadium full?
That's
They did have a lot of people like in there. They have a tiered area in right field. And that was full of students, and it was A Day. It was like their spring football scrimmage, and all that was yesterday. But that had been at noon. The game was not until 2. So I wish that I could make you as enthusiastic about what you have going in baseball.
Yes.
It's such a neat time in Alabama baseball. And really probably for baseball, one of my very favorite places to go to a game because their volunteers are so friendly and the stadium is smaller than like Olsen or Duty Noble. Yeah. And so it just, the proximity to the field feels closer. It's just a great place to watch a baseball game. And the parking's easy. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
Of that whole experience. And when we were leaving, the ladies at the gate thanked us for coming to the game. Just so sweet. So anyway,
listen,
they've got a great baseball team. They've got a great coach. And
you said they had great walk-up songs.
Oh my gosh. Okay. The walk-up songs that Alabama has got going this year. My Shazam did more work during the game than State's batters did. Because I was like, what is this? What is this? What is this? And I have a whole situation where I've got a whole new set of songs that have come into my Apple Music because of the Alabama walk-up songs. Okay, let me just tell you this. One is Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, what a good choice.
It's such a good walk-up song, but I don't know if I've ever heard it as a walk-up song.
No, I don't think I have.
And then the other one you'll appreciate, which, this is a character, but Stranglehold by Ted Nugent, right?
Okay.
Which is a great walk-up song, even if I've never thought of myself as a person who really listened to a lot of Ted Nugent.
No. We own his cookbook, Kill It and Grill It. We own
I remember
it.
That.
Kill It and Grill It.
Mm-hmm. But there were a couple of songs that it was the first and second guys in their lineup. One had a song called 222. And Melanie, I don't know how to pronounce the names of the people featuring Katie One, Campanile, and Drax. I don't really know what that's about. And then the other one was called Dembo Royalty by Julio X.
Okay.
And another one called Mara Woo by El Alpha.
Okay.
I don't know who these people are, but they had great instrumental lead-ins. Like where the crowd was in it, really more than the crowd being in it, the dugout was in it when those songs would come on. But I just felt like it was, because it stayed, here's what we get a lot of for walk-up songs, country.
Yeah.
You just have a lot of country walk-up songs, which is, you know, it's fine, but it's expected.
Yeah.
I loved the unexpected medley that I had yesterday from the Alabama walk-up songs. It was delightful. I had the Rita's Ice, which was all I really wanted out of the whole situation. And I got to sit outside and watch college baseball. So it was great. We had the best time. And I really, really enjoyed it, even though I lost.
No, listen, I get it. Right now, I'm really trying to figure out, because so we play, the Aggies play, we play at Arkansas this weekend, which, whoo, that's going to be something. So we play at Arkansas. The next weekend, we're at Texas, which I can't even. But if you think I would even drive to Austin to watch that game at Dishfalk Field, I will not. I will not.
I do not think you will do that.
I would not. Mm-hmm. And then we play LSU the first weekend of May, which I'm really tempted to try to make it to that game. Mm-hmm. But then Caroline graduates the next weekend. So it just, I don't know, it gets really crazy. And so we actually play Missouri the weekend she graduates. But I haven't been to a baseball game yet this year, which is just insane to me. And I'm real sad about it. And I've got to fix it. But I'm just trying to figure out how to make my schedule work.
Okay. Well, keep us posted.
Oh, yeah. I know. Listen.
It's always worth it. I mean, even when you don't win, I feel like it's worth it. You know, I love a college baseball game so much. And I loved sitting there yesterday. I had the best time.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I'd really love to make it to at least one of those LSU games, because I feel like any time we play LSU, that's lively. You know, it's going to be a lively matchup. So,
well, and Auburn's taking the series against them this weekend, but I don't know what's going on today. I haven't looked at the score this afternoon, but Auburn's won the first two, which I think interesting, you know.
Well, maybe I'll spend the last 17 hours of this day going through scores and looking to see who's beating who.
Maybe you should just, I don't know, maybe just drive to Auburn. You know?
Maybe so. Just check it out. I've got enough time.
And the Tigers, and just make the most of your day. The other big thing that happened this past week at our house, and I have permission to tell this story.
Yeah, because I'm going to need you to tell it. I need you to tell it.
I don't know if I mentioned last week that Jackson was going to be having gum surgery, but Jackson, who's Alex's roommate, if you are playing catch up a little bit with the who's who, and they both go to Samford here in Birmingham, and they've lived together. This is the third year. They're going to live together again next year, 4 years of those two. And so Jackson was having gum surgery, and his family lives in Texas. So I told his mom, I was like, I can totally take him, like pick him up, take him to the oral surgeon that on Wednesday morning. That's easy breezy. Mm-hmm. If I have Wi-Fi, I'm good to go. You know, it doesn't matter where I am. So, but this is where Casey told me this week, because, you know, I took her husband Joel to his colonoscopy earlier this year. And she was like, you were really, I mean, like, you're a straight up medical concierge.
You really are. Yeah, I mean, you really are.
You just facilitate people's medical appointments. Mm-hmm. So I went and got Jackson Wednesday morning and took him to the oral surgeon. He was having a graft done. They were taking some tissue from the top of his mouth and grafting on the bottom of his gums, where he had some recession that they wanted to go ahead and deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So I go pick him up. I take him to the oral surgeon. I sit there while they're doing the surgery. And then when he comes out of surgery, they give me instructions and essentially said he's got to really take it easy for the next few days. And so I had asked him the day before, I said, do you want me to take you back to Samford or do you want to come to our house? And he had said, I think I want to go to your house. And I said, that's great. We'll go back to our house. So we got back here And I was on the phone with my sister, and all of a sudden I have a text from Jackson that says, can you come here for a minute?
Oh, God.
And I go, and he is standing over the sink in the bathroom in between the room where he stays and Alex's room.
Mm-hmm.
With just blood just pouring out of his mouth. I mean, just like there, just listen, there is a fountain. And it is pouring out of his mouth. And I am fairly decent in a crisis, right? I tend mm-hmm. not to panic, but I don't have any first aid skills, Melanie.
No.
I do know how to give an EpiPen injection. I think I could do CPR if I had to, because I always mm-hmm. had to do training at school. But I don't know what the protocol is when there's blood pouring out of somebody's mouth. And they had not addressed this with me at the oral surgeon's office, even though they had addressed it with him. But that's another story. So all that to say, I was like, okay, let me go call the dentist. So, but they were at lunch. It was because of the time of day. They were actually, this was like between 12 and 1 because they had gone to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I was like, okay, we're going back there. We're going to get in the car and we're going to head back there. Well, then by this point I had gotten David, and this is what happens when you have an English major and a person who works for mm-hmm. a tech company in charge of your first aid situation.
Yes.
You could have played clown music and it would have been very effective.
Oh my
because
gosh.
We just a lot of stopping and starting.
Yes.
So I went and got a bowl, a stainless steel bowl out of the kitchen and put a towel in the bottom. And I was like, Jackson, just take this and you can just spit the blood into this bowl. I'm going to tell you what I know now is that bowl would not have been adequate for was about to happen.
So this makes me feel like I need to put my head between my knees. Like know part of this, but just the amount of blood, the blood.
I am not kidding. I have, every time I think about it, I shudder.
Oh.
So we get in my car and we've got towels. David had the forethought to give Jackson a trash can with, you know, that had a liner in mm-hmm. it to hold in the car. And so Jackson can't close his mouth because whenever he closes his mouth, it fills up with blood.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, I'm so sorry.
God.
And I was like, it's fine. I said, I just need to figure out the fastest way to the interstate because the dentist office is much closer to Sanford than it is to us.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I got to figure out the fastest way to the interstate and we're going to book it and get there.
Yeah.
By this point, I have texted the dentist office. They have texted me back. So we're in communication mm-hmm. and they're like, yes, go ahead and bring him in. He's going to be fine.
Do you think?
But then they say, is there any way to apply pressure? Can he apply pressure to the roof of his mouth, which is where it was bleeding from?
Yeah.
But they said, use gauze. Well, all we had was a big old towel.
And yeah.
So when he would try to get the corner of the towel in his mouth to put pressure on it, he would feel like he was going to gag.
Oh,
so I was finally just like, just keep spitting blood in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Without making this a forever long story, there was a point where I looked down at my speedometer when I was on 459, mm-hmm. which is a highway here in Birmingham. I was going 102.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I said to myself, what? This is not worth dying over. Like, let's slow it down. I was so panicked. I had my hazard zone.
Yeah.
And I told Jackson, I said, if somebody tries to stop me for speeding, I said, they're going to have to stay in pursuit because
like you're Smokey and the Bandit. Not pursuing.
I know. I said, I'm not stopping until I get to the oral surgeons.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to the oral surgeons. It takes us probably, I don't even know how long it took it to get there. But as soon as I pulled up, here comes the oral surgeon out of the side door and one of her nurses with her. And Jackson goes in that side door holding that trash can, which is now halfway full with blood.
God. Oh my
gosh.
I
will hear the sound of Jackson spitting blood into that trash can for the rest of my life. Now, he did at one point, about 5 minutes into our journey, he said, this is going to make a great podcast story.
Listen.
And I said, well, if it's not all worth it, then.
Listen, I've nearly killed us. I could have started an interstate chase, chase.
Oh, my gosh.
But anything for the podcast.
Anything for the podcast.
The show must go on.
That's exactly it. So the oral surgeon asked me, she said, do you want to come back here with us? And I said, I just shook my head.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, all that to say, what he thought, there was a point where he thought a stitch had popped, apparently, when he was here at the house.
Yeah.
It was a blood clot. It was, you know, because everything up there is going to get gunky and messy. Uh-huh. And he went to the sink, and when he spat, it gave...
dislodged it or something.
Yeah, a little artery got free rein and started, you know, spouting out blood.
Man.
So he was, by the time that we got to the oral surgeons, he was white as a sheet.
Well, yeah.
And he, we were there a couple of hours and they, you know, helped him. They gave him some Gatorade and just helped him try to process the trauma he had just endured. But his stitches and all that were fine. It was just, you know, that blood clot had dislodged and that just made a mess. But once they applied pressure, as I now know, is really critical in that situation.
Yes.
Perry would have known. Our friend Joel would have known.
Yes.
I didn't know. But anyway, they got the bleeding stopped fairly easily, but he was just, I mean, he was sick from that whole, you know, losing that much blood situation. So all that to say, we come back here and he pretty much stayed here until this morning. And I've made so many scrambled eggs and milkshakes and made pancakes yesterday. That was good. But he just has to eat soft food. He can eat cold things, but he can't eat hot things.
Okay.
And so he's doing great now. He's really, they ended up making like a little retainer to go in the top of his mouth to just make everything around that wound more secure and to give him some pressure up there.
That's
and that
good.
Was a game changer because he just, he can't feel whatever the sutures and all are up there.
Yeah.
So all that to say, Jackson and I have had quite a weekend. We've just had a great time.
Quite the weekend. I mean,
Hazel was so sad to see him leave today.
Yes. Yes.
So Alex ended up meeting me at church this morning. David was still in Huntsville. He came back over here because I said I would make breakfast. And so David ended up getting in right when I was taking biscuits out of the oven.
Oh, perfect.
And we all
timing.
Sat around the table. And I thought, you know, I will never forget this particular phase of my life. It has been a very specific era, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a very specific just chapter in that I did not see coming.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So anyway,
lot happening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good night. I mean, listen, as you told me, I appreciate that they took care of Jackson, but what did they do for you? Like, I feel like they should have brought you out. Like, here are a dozen donuts for your trauma.
I really thought once I sat down in the waiting room, I thought, oh, if I were by myself right now, I would cry. And then I would have to get in the bed.
Yeah.
Because I was so helpless, you know, in terms of not knowing what to do for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was clearly in distress. All I knew to do was to get him to the, and so when I, as I was leaving the house, I told David, I was like, call Tiffany, this Jackson's mama.
Yeah.
And tell her that we're headed back again. Just so she would, you know what was going on. So I did at least have, I kept checking in with her to kind of let her know what they were saying and all that kind of stuff. So I felt like I had a responsibility.
Yeah.
Which made me need to kind of hold it together.
Yeah.
But golly, I really could have. I could have bawled my eyes out.
Listen, it's the whole, you don't appreciate, because here's what I'm thinking. Perry Schenkel in that situation would have been like, here, I have some, in my truck, I have some gauze and I have something that we can cauterize the wound on the way to the deal. Like, he'd have been fully prepared.
Absolutely.
And I had a moment. So he left town last Sunday is when he left. And I'm sitting here Sunday night. Of course, it's late. It's like 10:30 at night. I'm sitting here by myself. I'm watching TV. And all of a sudden, all the power in the whole house goes out.
I mean,
all
what
of
on
it.
Earth?
Mm-hmm. Like, none of it ever. And you know, the first thing I think is, well, somebody has gotten my wallet from Arkansas and they have come
to steal my car.
They've come to steal my car. Which in here, because it's at the shop right now. And so, but that's my first. And I was like, but it was the whole thing of like, I'm literally sitting here and I'm like, what? So I had my phone. So I was able to turn on my phone flashlight. And I was like, stuff like this never happens. And if it did, Perry would have been immediately prepared. Like, you got to go to this breaker and you got to do this. And I'm sitting here going,
where will the dogs and I go to spend the night? Because I'm not staying in this house with no power. But I was like paralyzed. And then thankfully, all the power came back on. And I was able to look and I saw, I was like, oh, something happened and the power went out. It was the whole block. It wasn't. So I wasn't being targeted.
Well, but and aren't we grateful? Aren't we so glad? Mm-hmm.
But you don't ever realize how much, like, I take for granted that I live with somebody who's always prepared. When something happened and I was here by myself, I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't even know what to do.
And you know, medical stuff freaks me out. Like the number of people who have recommended that I watch The Pit, and I'm like, I can't, y'all. I can't. I can't watch stuff with a lot of blood. After Jackson and I left, David texted me, and he said when he was in between calls, he went in the bathroom to clean it up because Jackson was like, I'm so sorry about the bathroom.
Oh, God.
Anyway, David said, he was like, oh, it was a crime scene in there.
Oh,
he said, it was a crime scene, which I was so appreciative that he cleaned it up.
Yeah.
Because if that would have been really difficult for me to deal with when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you just, adrenaline helps a lot when you're in stuff like that.
It does.
Golly,
yes.
I don't want anything to do with the medical field ever.
No, I'm not interested in any of that. I'm not.
And I was so happy that that bucket of blood was going to be somebody else's problem. Yes. Once we got to the dentist.
Yes.
Somebody else can handle that. Cause I tell you what I'm not doing. I'm not trying to figure out how to dispose of that. I'm not well versed in your, you know, bodily secretion disposal systems.
That's why they have companies that handle that. I mean, that's why, because nobody wants to deal with that situation. Oh my gosh.
So
listen.
That's been our last 4 or 5 days. I did have book club that next night at my house, and that was fun. But we didn't actually, it was going to be silent book club, but we never actually took time to read. We ended up talking the whole time.
Well, I think that's okay. I think that's the beauty of it. It can be whatever you want it to be.
We talked about what everybody's been reading. And so everybody shared 3 or 4 books that they've been reading. And I made a really good list. Plus, Jamie Golden was here and had a lot to say about some skincare products because of the Sephora sale. And I made a fine list of things I wanted to try.
Oh, okay.
So that was a win too. So we didn't actually have silent reading, but we did talk about reading and also Sephora.
Listen, I did some damage with that Sephora sale this time. It was just kind of the perfect storm of I was out of a lot of stuff or I was running low on a lot of stuff. Plus, I decided some new stuff to try. So, you know, stay tuned. It may eventually pop up on 5 Favorites.
One of the things Jackson and I did while he was here, we watched the Masters. Like anytime it was on, we watched the Masters. So I'm real excited. I know the day's been forever, Melanie, but I'm real excited about wrapping up my Sunday afternoon back in the den. Figuring out, you know, is Rory McIlroy going to get it done? Is it going to be Bryson DeChambeau? What do we have happening?
What's happening? You're invested now.
I really am. I've loved it so much. It's been I can't think of a time when the golf course at Augusta has looked more beautiful. It just seems like it hit at the, and I know it's pretty every year, but just the azaleas are in full bloom. The red buds are in bloom. Everything is just so beautiful. So
love it.
Anyway, that's my plan for the rest of the afternoon.
Okay. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do with the 72 hours I have left, but I'll probably go sit outside and just enjoy the day. So
that's what we want for you.
Yes. Now, is it time for 5 favorites?
For 5 favorites, and this is a very springy round of 5 favorites because I have officially embraced the fact that it's sandal season. You know, I have a couple of trips coming up this spring that I wanted to make sure I had what I needed. So we're going to kick it off. Catherine Kublik actually posted these on her Instagram story a few weeks ago, and I thought they were so cute, and I thought I'm going to give them a try. Even though they look like a shoe that won't work with my arch and my instep, but alas, they did.
Oh.
They're the Dolce Vita Lastly sandals in oatmeal. They're it's like crochet. The top of the shoe is like it's cloth or not cloth, but it's thread. It's crochet.
Yeah.
So it's flexible. They're so comfortable. They've got a huge lug sole. So they're flat. You're not dealing with any kind of weird angle of your foot. And they're so comfortable. they are really like, they're just a joy of a shoe.
Okay.
And so I got them in the oatmeal because I don't have a light colored sandal, but I do have a black sandal and I have a natural colored one. Mm-hmm. So they run true to size. Dolce Vita's to me run a little big.
I agree with that.
So I always, I'm a 9, but sometimes I'll get a 9.5, like especially in a running shoe, but I got a 9 in these.
Okay.
And they worked. I probably could have worn an 8.5 too, truth be told.
Okay.
But anyway, they're great and I really like them.
Okay. I've seen Catherine wearing these, I think maybe on Instagram, and I've really debated them. So I feel like now that they've got your endorsement as well as to the comfort, I feel like I'm going to go ahead and pull the trigger because I have been eyeing these because they had a version of them last summer that I thought was so cute.
Yeah, I've never had a shoe that looks quite like this. You know what I mean? I just really like the crochet element to it. And I love the fact that it doesn't create any pressure or, you know, discomfort across the top of my foot. So always a win.
They're super cute.
This next thing is a Hazel product, and I can't remember who recommended it to me. But it's the Woofs. I think that's how you pronounce it. Advanced Hip and Joint Support Supplement. You can get these from Chewy or you can order it from the Woofs website, but they're just a little treat kind of thing that has some stuff in it that is hopefully helpful to her and her situation with her back legs. What I love about them is that they are clearly delicious because she is so particular about taking, she always thinks I'm trying to trick her, right? She always thinks there's a pill tucked away inside or she side-eyes me sometimes if I give her a treat she doesn't know about, but she really likes these.
Okay.
And so anyway, so she's been taking these not for too long, but today, this just as an anecdotal bit of evidence, I looked over when I was cooking breakfast and she was on the sofa and I asked Alex, I said, did you put her on the sofa? And he said, no, she jumped up, which she had completely stopped doing because her little, you know, her back legs are really just, you know, not always cooperative. And so I thought, well, then I think she feels better, you know, that she actually like jumped up on the sofa. So I'm going to credit that to Woofs.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I don't know that that's why, but I, you know, hasn't hurt. Might hopefully help. So
no, this might be good for Piper too. Yeah.
This next thing, Melanie, that, you know, sometimes a dress just sings to me and it feels like, the next right move. And that is what happened when I saw this Banana Republic cotton poplin tuxedo front midi dress. You know, I love a midi dress.
Yes.
And I love a stripe. And those two things have converged in this Banana Republic midi dress.
So cute. Oh, I love this. Yeah, it's real cute.
And I really like the stripe the best. I mean, I think they're all cute. The light pink is really cute too. But I'm real excited about this stripe in summertime. So that's really all I have to say about it. But
okay, it's really
I love
cute.
The length. I love that you could wear wedges or you could, you know, throw it on with some truer sandals. So, but I think it's darling.
That's really cute. I love the stripe. I agree. I really like the stripe.
Next thing, I actually wore to church this morning, and it is the Aerie Good Day cover-up button-down shirt. I don't know about it being a cover-up, but it was a cute white shirt to throw on with some pants that I bought from Fashion Friday.
Yeah, well.
And it comes in different colors. It comes in some stripes. I just got the white one. It's just a classic cotton light white shirt. It runs big. I have an extra large, and I think if I was looking for something more fitted, I should have gotten a large.
Okay.
But the extra large is plenty big on me. So, but it's so cool. Like, you know, sometimes you get a white shirt, it's got some extra stuff in the fabric where it feels like it's heavy or it feels like it could get hot. This is the definition of a breezy shirt. I thought this morning when I put it on, I thought if Erin Moon were still doing her flowy mystery shirts like mm-hmm. she does has done in the spring and summer before.
Yeah.
This would be her flowy mystery shirt this year.
It's really cute.
Yeah, it's really cute. And it's long. It's, you know, it's cute, worn out with stuff because of the way it's cut at the mm-hmm. bottom of the hem. But I was super comfortable in it today, and I thought others might enjoy it as well. But if you got it, listen, if you got it a size up, you would for sure have a swimsuit cover up, no doubt.
I mean, okay. I love this ocean aqua. It's so cute and bright.
Well, they always come through with the air.
Yeah, they really do.
Biggest delivery, the biggest old bag of stuff from Aerie the other day. It made me so happy. It's just like, it's the comfy stuff you wear all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And then the last thing, I wasn't going to put this on here because it was out of stock and then it came back in stock. So I felt like it was my responsibility to share it. Mm-hmm. But it's two pieces that I ordered from Anthropologie. So it makes a set, doesn't come as a set. So you have to order the two things separately. This is what I'm wearing Easter Sunday.
Okay. But it's so cute.
It's just the spring linen set. It comes in a couple of different color combinations. I've got the blue and green and yellow, but it is so surprisingly sort of sassy in mm-hmm. person. Like, it looks really cute on. The legs are just wide enough. The shirt is blousy, but it's not like this, you know, like overwhelming tent kind of situation. Like, it looks tailored when you put it on, but it also looks springy and fun. And so since it came back in stock, I wanted to share it.
Okay. I love it. I think it's so cute.
Yes. And the purple pattern is equally cute, but I think I will wear this a bunch. This will be a go-to for me, like for a night out, you mm-hmm. know, like to go out to eat or whatever. So
mm-hmm. it's really cute. No, mm-hmm. I like it a lot. Okay. Well, these are great favorites. Listen, I'm sitting here, I'm considering these sandals. I'm trying to decide what color, but I feel like this is a must for me because I've been thinking about good sandals for the summer.
Well, I highly recommend. I highly recommend.
I'm real excited about it. I'm really excited about it. Okay. Well, thanks so much for sharing, and thanks y'all for listening.
Yes. Here's to no medical emergencies in this next week. We pray that we just not have to make any quick trips back to a doctor's office. Nope. And all would be well, and everyone would also be well. So
yes, that's a good goal. It's a good goal. It's something we didn't even know to ask for last week, but now we
know. But here we are. Here we are. All right. We'll talk to y'all next week.
All right. Bye, everybody.